weekly one-hour program dedicated to folk music and Americana. I'm Sanford Barron, and I'm your host. Should be a great show tonight. We've got a mixture of contemporary and classic folk, and we'll dig deep into the vault and hear some Lead Belly recorded in the 40s. So let's get started with some brand new music, a new single from Grayson Cyrus, an up-and-coming talent from the Cyrus family, a tune called I'll Never Leave You.
Thank you. down in some lone valley, in a lonesome place, where the wild birds all whistle and their notes do increase. Farewell, pretty sorrow, I must bid you adieu, but I'll dream of pretty sorrow wherever I go. My love, she won't have me, and I understand. She wants a rich merchant, and I have no. I cannot maintain her, I've no silver and gold, can't give her the nice things that a big house will hold. But if I were a merchant and I could write a fine hand, then I'd write my love a letter that she'd understand. I'd write it by the pretty sorrow wherever I go.
I've damn near walked this world around, another city, another town, another friend to say goodbye, another girl to sit and cry, and it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. Well, there was one who knew me best. You know she gave my poor heart rest. She was my world, my heart, my dear. Now she's gone to God knows where, and it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. I've seen your towns, they're all the same. The only difference is in a name. The only home I ever knowed was a suitcase and the open road. And it's many a mile I've spent on this road. It's many a mile I have gone. So I'll fill my glasses up to the brim, and through my glass my world looks dim. But I know outside there's light somewhere. Maybe my rambling will get me there. And it's many a mile I've spent on this road. It's many a mile I've gone. It's many a mile I've spent on this road. And it's many a mile I will go.
Tennessee, very much alive. Never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I had been riding on a Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. Sent her a letter by my Uncle Foot, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud with long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. One day I was riding in a beautiful land, a run smack into an Indian band. They jumped their nags with a hoop and a yell, and I got away like a bat out of well, the circle I came for a time or two, just to show what a Tennessee horse can do. Redskin boys couldn't get my blood, cause I was riding on a Tennessee stud. Rode on down across no man's land, across a river called the Rio Grande. Raced my horse with the Spaniard's bull till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. Jerked our guns and fell with a thud, and I got away on a Tennessee stud. Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. And I got lonesome as a man could be, dreaming of a girl in Tennessee. Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. Rode on back across Arkansas, whooped her brother and whooped her paw. Found that girl with the golden hair, and she was riding on a Tennessee mare. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, across the mountains and the valleys wide. We come to Big Muddy and afforded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Heard a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing around the door. I love the girl with the golden hair and the Tennessee stud on the Tennessee mare. Tennessee stud with long and lean, the color of the sun and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. And there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
You're listening to Highway 322 on community-powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron. So let's see, we started at the top of the hour with a new single by Brayson Cyrus, a tune called I'll Never Leave You. So Brayson Cyrus, he's the son of country singer-songwriter Billy Ray Cyrus and the younger brother of Miley Cyrus. That aside, I think he really has an interesting and original sound. And then we moved on to just a beautiful song by Judy Collins from her 1961 album, A Maid of Constant Sorrow. We heard Pretty Sorrow, just an exquisite voice. And then we heard Patrick Sky from an album called Patrick Sky. That was released in 1965. The tune was called Many a Mile, and you probably are familiar with that. So Petra Skye, he was a close contemporary of Dave Von Ronk and others in the Greenwich Village folk scene. He played with many of the leading performers of the period, particularly Buffy St. Marie, Eric Anderson, and Mississippi John Hurt, whose Vanguard album Skye produced. So Many a Mile, if it does sound familiar, it's understandable. It became a folk club staple and has been recorded by St. Marie and others. And then we heard a great cut. I love this. A tune by Rachel Bayman, accompanied also by Molly Tuttle, Madison, Tennessee, from their new EP entitled Thanksgiving. And this was just released maybe a month ago. And Rachel Bayman, she's a singer, songwriter, and fiddler, and you could hear her really great fiddling playing on that tune. She's based in Nashville. And really a nice cover of the John Hartford tune, Madison, Tennessee. And it turns out her and her fiancé just moved out to Madison and are fixing up a cabin on the river. In her words, this Hartford tune makes me feel giddy about home. And for me, that's what Thanksgiving is all about. And then speaking of Tennessee, the last thing that I played was Tennessee Stud, performed by Ramblin' Jack Elliott. I got it off the 1976 album, The Essential Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and really great rendition by Ramblin' Jack. Of course, the song Tennessee Stud was written by Jimmy Driftwood. It was released in 1959 and tells the story about a man, his horse, and their travels in Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, and Mexico in 1825.
We lived in 1963. You were only 22. Seemed so much older to me. New leaves cast their shadows. The skyline's been redrawn. The same song swinging on the radio, bringing the good news home. This loneliness is hit and miss, somehow it's where I'd rather be. Do you feel the same as me when you're alone? I look out on the light to paint the town. One too many colors run into one another, going round and round. But no one came looking. The cruel street light isn't flattering anybody about their chances in the night. Loneliness is hit and miss, somehow it's where I'd rather be. Do you feel the same as me when you're alone? Sixty-three.
were only 22, much too young it seems. And one day you're looking out, one day you look behind. Once it was all before you, and now it's only in your mind. This loneliness is hit and miss, how it's where I'd rather be. You feel the same as me when you're alone.
Then we will dress in helmet and sword and dip our tongues in slaughter. And we will sing a warrior song and lift the praise of murder. And Christ will be our darling, and fear will be our name. Fury to wife, and I will be your father.
God for one. Way down in New Orleans, I was called a riding son. I've been the riding of a many poor boy, and me, oh God for one. I'm gonna tell my baby sister, be done to like I have done. Please shine that old house in New Orleans, take all the rising sun. I'm gonna tell my baby sister, be done to like I have done. Please shine that old house in New Orleans, take all the rising sun. Go tell her now.
You're listening to Highway 322 on Community Powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron. So we started off that set around 20 minutes ago with Doug Paisley from his 2018 album, Starter Home. We heard the tune, This Loneliness. So Doug Paisley is a Canadian alternative country singer and songwriter. Starter Home is his eighth studio album, his first album in nearly 5 years. And in making the album, he stayed in his hometown of Toronto, playing with old friends and collaborators, recording in home studios around the city. Then after that, we heard Mimi and Richard Farina, The Bold Marauder, from their 1965 album, Reflections in a Crystal Wind. So while traveling in Europe in the spring of 1962, folk singer, songwriter, poet, and novelist Richard Farina met Mimi Baez, the teenage sister of Joan Baez. He married 17-year-old Mimi in April of 1963. They moved to a small cabin in Carmel, California, where they composed songs and debuted their act as Richard and Mimi Farina at the Big Sur Folk Festival in 1964. He was tragically killed in a motorcycle accident in April of 1966. And then after his death, Mimi moved to San Francisco, where she flourished as a singer, songwriter, model, actress, and activist. And then following that, as I had promised, we heard a cut from Lead Belly. We heard House of the Rising Sun, but a version that we're probably not used to. And this is from an album called The Authorized Lead Belly Collection, and it was recorded back in 1944. And then following that, we heard Andrea von Campen from her brand new release, Julia. She really has just a beautiful voice, and she's a folk singer, songwriter from Lincoln, Nebraska, and she recently completed her first coast-to-coast tour and is working towards the release of her first full-length album, and I'm sure Julia will be on that. And then we finished off the set with Will Dorado from their brand new single called Favors. And Will Dorado, they're an indie rock and Americana band with deep southern roots. And incidentally, they'll be at the Fox Theater here in Boulder on March the 18th.
Is a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Is a little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Is a little light, is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, every day, every day, I'm gonna let my little light shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, every day, every way, I'm gonna let my little light shine. Monday gave me the gift of love. A Tuesday, peace came from above. A Wednesday told me to have more faith. A Thursday gave me a little more grace. A Friday told me to watch and pray. A Saturday told me what to say. Sunday gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light is a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light, there's a light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, every day, every day, I'm gonna let my little light shine. Well, on a Monday gave me the gift of love. A Tuesday peace came from above. A Wednesday told me to have more faith. A Thursday gave me a little more grace. A Friday told me to watch and pray. A Saturday told me what to say. A Sunday gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light is a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, every day, every day, I'm gonna let my little light shine.
I walk down through the village, out past the city lights, up here on this hilltop out of sight. And I hear everybody singing, but I just can't find the tune. If grace is coming, I hope it's coming soon. The wise men must have missed their turn somewhere on Highway 10. The walls of that old manger caving in. And heaven's in a holding pattern over Bethlehem. And everybody's waiting for a friend. Everybody's waiting for a friend. They said you might be righteous, but you might be someone. They say it may not matter what you've done. And I try to keep on hoping, but don't know what I'm hoping for, when Christmas just feels like the day before. The wise men must have missed their turn somewhere on Highway 10. The walls of that old manger caving in. And heaven's in a holding pattern over Bethlehem. And everybody's waiting for a friend. Yeah, we're all still waiting. Their turn somewhere on Highway 10. The walls of that old manger caving in. And heaven's in a holding pattern over Bethlehem. And everybody's waiting for a friend. Yeah, we're all still waiting for a friend.
Of a brave young highwayman, this story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, "Young man," said he, "your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me." And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor.
on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, hand to me that tenpenny, as soon as Willie spoke, she handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak.
For young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now with this loaded blunderbuss that I will unfold, he made the mare to tremble and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there, so he with horse and saddle tow the mountains did repair.
Did young Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan being an outlaw upon the mountains high, with cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. Was young Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Hey!
I said, wait in the water, wait in the water, children, wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Trouble the water. Look at those babies dressed in red. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, they must have been a babies Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Trouble water. Oh, Jesus met the woman, met her at the well. God's gonna trouble the water. He said, look out, lady, you're heading for hell. God's gonna trouble water. I said, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children, wait. In the water, God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, when I get to heaven, sing and shout, God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, I've nobody there, turn me out. God's gonna trouble the water. I said, wait in the water. Gonna trouble the water. I said, God's gonna trouble the water. I said, God's gonna trouble the water.
The times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Well, let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket just as wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey to Charlie.
You're listening to Highway 322 on community-powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron. We're getting pretty close to the end here. Let me just quickly tell you what we played in the last set. We started off with Odetta, This Little Light of Mine. And then we moved on to Kirby Brown, new single from him, Shepherd's Lament. Then I couldn't resist. I played a 1961 cut from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, Brennan on the Moor. I just love their fierce, hearty, and rebellious spirit, which really comes out on that song. Then we heard something by Judy Henske, singer and songwriter who was known as Queen of the Beatniks. And this is from a 1963 release from her. The album was called Judy Henske, Wade in the Water. And then ended off that set with just the classic, the Kingston Trio, the MTA, from their 1959 album. Let me see here. And the song actually has become so entrenched in Boston lore that Boston Area Transit Authority named its electronic card-based fare collection system the Charlie Card as a tribute to this song. Okay, to take us out, we're going to listen, going to hear the Rooftop Singers, Walk Right In.
Oh,
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Sense of humor.
Oh.